This is the Big Leap College Bound, Episode 11.
Welcome to The Big Leap, the podcast for college-bound teens and their parents, where it's all about getting emotionally ready for college and creating your rich, messy, wonderful life. And now, here's your host, Master Coach Ellen Yale.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we are talking about time management, and that is something that a lot of your parents have come to me for. They think that you need help with your time management to make life easier for you. But I have an unorthodox method of teaching time management. Most people, when they're going to teach you time management, start with teaching you how to make lists and use a calendar. And really, I am all for organization. I love making lists. I'm one of those people who loves putting things in my calendar, following through. But first, there's a myth to bust. When you get super busy and stressed out, and you've got a long list of things to do, you think you've got a time management problem. You think the problem is the actions you're taking or not taking. But you don't have a time management problem. You've got a thinking problem. Let's break it down. You think you've got too much to do in too little time. You're looking for a quick fix. You're looking for some tools to make everything manageable so you feel less stress. You want more time and less annoying things to do. And here's the kicker. You are exactly as busy as you want to be. You're exactly as busy as you want to be. Because you get to choose the things you're doing in life. When you think about it, the only thing you actually have to do in life is to breathe. The rest is your choice. So your stress about time is entirely 100% self-created. It might seem like it's all the teachers giving you all the homework that's causing you the stress, but it's not. There are skills you can learn about organization or procrastination, but you can't actually manage time. Time is mercurial. It shapeshifts. Time is a perception. Time is manageable only as a concept. So you can only manage time by managing your thoughts about time. Here are some of the thoughts you may be having about time. There's too much to do. I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to be in trouble if I don't get all of this done on time. I should be doing something different. All of these thoughts are bringing you the opposite of what you want. So thinking that you're overwhelmed only creates stress. And when you're stressed, you don't think as clearly and make decisions as well. And ironically, it takes you longer to do things the more you think you've got a time management problem. When you think there's too much to do on your to-do list, you have either failed to set some boundaries, you've failed to say no, or you've chosen a task that's not a good fit. When you think you'll be in trouble if you don't get everything done, you've chosen a self-destructive thought. Now, who's the busiest person you know? Think of this busy celebrity or this busy friend. They probably have a business and a social life and a lot of things to take care of. In fact, a lot more things than you do if they're the busiest person you can think of. They've got a lot they've got to do every day, and yet they only have the same 24 hours a day that you do. Yes, they have people to help them, but you actually do too, even though it may seem like you don't. Someone has hunted and gathered your food for you, wrapped it up, and sold it to you at the grocery store. You've got people helping you in a myriad of ways. People have the same 24 hours. It's just how they choose to spend it that's different. Time is just a perception. And here's the other component. Often it seems like it's a time problem. You don't have enough time. But instead, it's just because you're doing things you don't want to do. If you're on vacation, you're still doing things all the time. Even if it's waking up and laying on the beach, you're still doing something. If you go on vacation and take a shower, have a sumptuous breakfast buffet by the ocean in Hawaii, you snorkel with the fish, you hike up the Hawaiian forest to see the breathtaking waterfalls, you've got a picnic lunch, you go watching a surfing championship, you eat dinner at a 5-star restaurant, and you dance all night. In that case, did you have too much to do? No, because you liked what you did. I'm assuming even if you don't like to snorkel or that you don't like to hike, that you get the drift. When you're doing a lot of what you like to do, it doesn't feel like you have too much to do. It feels like, oh my gosh, I hope this never ends. And yes, I know that you can't always do something that you enjoy, but you can enjoy the final outcome. You may not like filling out forms, but if you do like the outcome of going to college, you fill out the application form. It's something that you want in the big picture. Sometimes, even if you're doing things you love, it still feels like you have too much on your plate. Say you're in Hawaii and you're vacationing there for 2 months. Then maybe those busy days end up starting to feel too busy. But it's still all about your mental mindset. If you make a sandwich in 2 minutes, you can think, well, I made that fast. I am a super sandwich maker. Or you can make a sandwich in 2 minutes and think, oh my gosh, I don't have enough time to make this sandwich before I need to get to practice. I am late, late, late. I need to hurry, hurry, hurry. So same 2 minutes, but one makes you feel stressed and one makes you feel successful. You can catch yourself as you start telling yourself that you've got too much to do. Catch yourself as you start snapping at other people and feeling the dread. A lot of times the words just come out of your mouth, oh, I'm so busy. But instead, catch yourself and think to yourself, you know, I am awesome. I'm killing it at getting this all done. It makes it feel so much better. It makes it feel different. I know you may have a lot of questions about some of the things I talked about today, so feel free to come on over to my website and comment on the podcast post for this episode, and I'd be happy to go more into depth. You'll find me at www.ellenyale.com. That's all for now, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Big Leap Podcast. We'd love it if you would go over to iTunes and leave a review. For any questions, comments, or coaching issues you'd like to hear on the show, please visit www.ellenyale.com.